Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone. Welcome as we get set for the preseason finale coming up on Thursday night. The Patriots and the New York Giants here at Gillette Stadium. Dan Roach along with Andy Hart, Paul Perillo from Patriots Pro Football Weekly. Close enough. Christian Fourier, two-time Super Bowl winning tight end, and Fran also joining us as well. Let's start with you, Christian, because you always want to start. Storylines going into this game. Who are you watching? What are you looking for when it comes to the preseason finale?
Well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of jobs on the line. We're not really sure who's going to play, but I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of young faces out there. So you look at guys like Harper, who's just really each and every game has gotten better. I mean, he's just shown that he's reliable, he's consistent, and more importantly, he's been available with all the other injuries that have been going on with this team. So Harper's a guy that I think if he has another good game, he can really, you know, put some good tape together and show that he belongs in the NFL.
To me, it's the same kind of stuff. And I'm always looking, and I'm never stopped being fascinated by the roster makeup and how it's all going to unfold. Some veteran guys, you know, we have some safeties, some veteran safeties like Nate Ebner and Tavon Wilson. Is there enough room for both? Is only one? You know, that kind of stuff always fascinates me. This is the last chance you have to see, you know, who's playing special teams, who's out there late in the game. You know, that final desperation of a fourth preseason game always catches my attention.
You know, we also have seen a guy like Ryan Lindley, who we're going to see a lot of at quarterback. He's got a lot to prove to other NFL teams that he could belong in this league.
And this might be one of his last chances. You know, this is a guy that was out of football to start camp. He was available when the Patriots came calling and needed him. And how about other guys? You know, Jalen Saunders, who just arrives from Saints camp this week. He's probably going to get thrown out there. Can he do enough to stick around on a practice squad, or does he do enough on film? Somebody else is interested. So it's like, you just got here, but get out there and prove something, kid.
Well, what's it like to be in that locker room when it goes from 90 to 75 to 53, and you look into the guy next to you, and you know he's trying to give everything he has to make the football team?
I mean, honestly, Rochi, it's a little bit like a funeral, you know, just because you know what's coming, right? And as hard as some guys may try, the writing's on the wall. So you find it hard sometimes to find the words to express how sorry you feel for them, because you know that once you're done, you're done. And you may have another chance or you may not. So what I like about the fourth preseason game is these guys know this. They know what their future is. And so you see more energy, more passion sometimes in a fourth preseason game than you'll see sometimes in a playoff game, because this could be the last time these guys play. So they leave it all out in the field. It's tough sometimes, but at the same time, you know, it's rewarding to see, you know, these guys make it.
And Fran, thanks for everything. number one word when it comes to the fourth preseason finale. What are you thinking as a Patriots fan? Stay
positive,
healthy. Christian.
Did he get the answer wrong? I feel like he should get at least partial credit for that. I mean, stay positive.
To be wrong,
stay positively
night.
Healthy.
There you go.
What do you remember about that final preseason game? Guys looking around like, hey, stay healthy. Healthy.
Again, you put in all this work, and if you're lucky enough to get through the gauntlet of camp and the preseason games healthy, you are thanking your lucky stars, because a lot of guys will have some nicks and bruises that will carry over and bleed into the regular season. You just want to get rid of it because it affects your play. So, yeah, stay healthy, get out alive, stay positive, and, you know, and just get ready for the season.
Just remember, between the other day and Saturday, whenever the last cut is, 1,100 guys lose their job. 1,100 guys. So you don't want to be one of those guys.
Paul and Andy will have much more on the depth charts, too. We'll kind of break that down the best we can with the roster. Christian, Matt Chatham will all join you. Fran will be in the truck. All the boys, our entire crew, we're looking forward to it. The broadcast, 7:30 kickoff, Thursday night. I hope you'll join us for that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.